Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s fourth quarter 2014 earnings conference call. Today, we have here with us the executives, Mr. Frank Zitali, CEO, CFO, and IRO of the company, Mr. Thiago Baixo, Chief Commercial Officer, Mr. Luciano André Merigo, Chief Operations Officer, and Mr. Gustavo Delonder, Financial Manager and Investor Relations Manager. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s remarks are over, there will be a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. This conference call is being simultaneously translated into English, and questions may be asked normally by participants from abroad. Should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star O to reach an operator. This conference call is also being broadcast live on the Internet via webcast and can be accessed at www.unicasamoves.com.br/ri, where you can also download the respective presentation. Slide selection will be controlled by you. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may also post questions to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A., and these will be answered during the question and answer session. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that may be made relative to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. business perspectives, projections, operating and financial goals are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Unicasa and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference call over to Mr. Frank Zitali, Unicasa's CEO, who will start the presentation. And Mr. Zitali, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone. 2014 was a challenging year for the company, and we made important decisions focused on regaining our profitability. For example, we ended the production of modular furniture with the discontinuation of the Telesul Modulados brand and are now focused on the company's core business, customized furniture. We expanded Casa Brasileira brand, focusing on making customized furniture more popular and affordable. We opened Delano Atelier, another important step to consolidate our own stores operation. We expanded our production capacity of painted furniture and started an important step to internalize our production processes. We revisited practically all of our operating and manufacturing expenses. We ended a business relationship with one of our top resellers, and this was a major stride towards qualifying our dealers' network. With these adjustments, the company's management is seeking sustainable and profitable growth, both for the company and for our dealers' network. Despite a difficult year, the company was successful in generating cash, and thus we are proposing a dividend payout in keeping with the cash generated. This should not impact the operating cash of 2015. The outlook for 2015 calls for caution, given the adjustments that the Brazilian government has implemented and will continue to carry out in the economy and their effects in market dynamics. We believe that with the actions that we planned and implemented in 2014, we will be better prepared this year and focused on the company's profitability. We would like to thank you for your support and trust during this past year, which was difficult for the company. We can only thank our shareholders, resellers and their teams, clients, suppliers, and our employees. Please go to slide 5. The company's net revenue reached around 66 million and 800,000 reals, down 11.2% if compared to the fourth quarter of 2013. Revenues of the multi-brand channel increased by 17.2%, as well as Unique as a corporate, with revenues increasing by 40.2%. Gross margin in the quarter grew 1.8 percentage point and reached 42.7%. Our administrative expenses dropped by 44.5%. However, we sustained a net loss in the period due primarily to the provision for termination of a business relationship as per the material fact notice of November 28, 2014. We ended the year with around 27,900,000 reals of surplus cash, up 151.8% year-on-year. I now turn the floor to our Chief Commercial Officer, Tiago Baix, who will explain the company's sales performance. Good morning, everyone. Please go to slide 7, where we will be analyzing the performance of the Lanvin Favorita brands. Gross revenue decreased 15.5% from the fourth quarter of 2013 and decreased 0.9% in 2014. Modules sold decreased 21% in the fourth quarter and decreased 8.3% compared to the whole year of 2013. On the other hand, average price increased 7% from fourth quarter 13 and increased 8.1% year-on-year. These two brands, up until the third quarter, had shown an increasing and rally trend, but in the fourth quarter, we started suffering a little bit of the impact of the termination of the business relationship that we mentioned. Please go to slide 8, where we can see the performance of new and Casa Brasileira brands in the exclusive stores channel. Gross revenue dropped by 7.2% in the fourth quarter of 2014 compared to the fourth quarter of 2013 and ended the year with a reduction of 6.2% compared to 2013. Modules sold decreased 6.5% if compared to the fourth quarter of 2013 and decreased 7.4% in 2014. Average price for new and Casa Brasileira in exclusive stores remained practically in keeping with the prior year, decreasing 0.7% in the fourth quarter and increased in the full year 1.3%. Please go to slide 9, where we can see the performance of new and Casa Brasileira brands, but now in the multi-brand channel. In the fourth quarter, gross revenue ex-IPI increased 17.2% if compared to the fourth quarter of 2013 and ended the year with a slight increase of 0.5% in 2014. Modules sold grew 9.4% from the fourth quarter of 2013 and fell slightly, 0.9% in 2014. Average price increased 7.2% from fourth quarter of 2013 and grew 1.4% in 2014 if compared to 2013. On slide 10, we can see the performance of Unicasa Corporate. This is a segment that sells furniture to hotels and construction companies. In the fourth quarter, again, we posted quite a significant growth, 40.2% in the fourth quarter and increased 55.4% in 2014 compared to 2013. Modules sold grew 33.3% in the quarter and increased 36.5% in the consolidated figure for the year. Average price in the fourth quarter increased 5.2% when compared with the fourth quarter of 2013 and increased 13.9% in the average price in 2014 compared to the full year of 2013. On slide 11, we can see the export market performance. In the fourth quarter, gross revenue ex IPI decreased 13.7%, and for the full year, there was a retraction of 22.5%. Modules sold fell 35.4% from the fourth quarter 2013 and decreased 59.5% in 2014. Average price increased 33.5%, however, from the first quarter of 2013 and increased 91.1% in 2014 compared to 2013. And the export market basically is going through a retraction this year, partly because of the discontinuation of the Telesul Modulatus brand, which made up for a relevant portion of our export products. We see consolidated data for Unicasa on slide 12. In the fourth quarter, gross revenue ex-IPI decreased 12.6% from the fourth quarter of 2013 and ended the year with a decrease of 5.7% in 2014 compared to 2013. In modules sold, there was a reduction of 18.4% in the quarter and a drop of 13.2% in the year. Average price, however, shows an increase of 7.2% if compared to the fourth quarter of 2013 and grew 8.7% year-on-year. On slide 13, we can see the current position of our sales and distribution channels. We ended the fourth quarter of 2014 with 634 exclusive and owned stores and 697 multi-brand stores. The retraction from the third to the fourth quarter shows 33 fewer exclusive stores and 2 extra multi-brand stores. This retraction can be better observed on slide 14, where we can see a breakdown by brand. And we can see of these 33 stores that closed, 17 were from Delano and Favorita, and 16 were of the new and Casa Brasileira brands. I now turn the floor back to Gustavo Dallonder, who will present the executive summary. Thank you, Tiago. Good morning, everyone. On slides 15, 16, and 17, we provide the company's executive summary, variations in gross margin, and variations in our operating expenses, respectively. Despite an improvement in the company's gross margin, as we can observe on slide 16, stemming from improvements in our sales mix and reviewed manufacturing expenses, our result was negatively impacted by the provision for termination of a business relationship as per the material fact notice of November 28, 2014, and by an increase in other provisions, mainly the allowance for doubtful accounts, as can be seen on slide 17. In this quarter, we posted a provision for losses in credits coming from guarantees granted, thus covering 100% of the balance that we had so far. In this way, this provision will not be reoccurring in the future. That explains this net loss, which was the first time ever that the company posted a loss. Although this scenario is extremely negative, we are certain that it was caused mainly by non-recurring events and are convinced that the company is not likely to post another loss in the future. Finally, we propose to our shareholders the payment of part of our reserve for expansion in the form of interest on equity, since the company was able to execute its investments with the operating cash generated along the year. I now turn the floor over to the operator to start the question and answer session. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. We would like to remind you that if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. As a reminder, if you want to post a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Frank Zitali to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir. I would like to thank you all for joining our conference call. For more information, please contact our IR department. I wish you all a good day and thank you very much. That does conclude Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A.'s conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day and thank you for using Chorus Call.